You're listening to TheBody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
My name is Larry Bryant, Director of National Advocacy for Housing Works, and I also work very closely with the Campaign to End AIDS.
Tell me a little bit about your experience at this year's conference.
Well, this is actually my first international conference, and it's my first time in Mexico City, so it's been like a sensory overload since day one. But it's been a mixture of energy and activism with a backdrop of kind of corporate AIDS Inc. stationed behind us. There's been, you know, a lot of emotion from both ends. Of people who are literally protesting and sending messages about life, about their own lives, and being heard, not just being consoled. I mean, I had this really weird analogy that someone brought to me. It's like we're being treated, HIV positive people are being treated like puppies. You know, we'll pet them, we'll say nice things to them, but we really want to take you in because we can't afford you to really take care of you. So it's just been a very strong disconnect, and hopefully a lot of the push, a lot of energy, a lot of the rallies that have been going on will kind of wake us up and make us develop some kind of actions after the conferences and after the press conferences.
Tell me a little bit about some of the rallies you've been on.
Well, we've had a rally. Housing Works and working with other organizations have had rallies every day this week. They've all kind of symbolized the demand for housing for AIDS, for people living with AIDS, not just in the United States, but around the world. We've had die-ins and taking over the media center. We shut down the whole, like, the main aisle here with, you know, dozens of people laying on the carpet as people walk and step around under sheets that says, please house me, I'm HIV positive. We've had these signs that says, I need housing now for HIV positive people living in and then fill in a blank with your country or your city. And we have literally like 500, 600 of these 24 by 36 sheets spread out all over the conference. I don't know if you've been outside to the walkways. They're all over there. And I mean, it just demands, it just brings to life this demand of, you know, it's not just here giving lip service. It's not just, you know, we're not demanding a raise. You know, we're talking about a basic primary need for people who are HIV positive for their families to survive. And that message has to be, you know, not just delivered, but delivered again and again and again.
But don't you think that these conferences are so used to these things that this is almost like the entertainment? This is like the kids in the playroom. They mess up the whole playroom. And we know that they're going to do that, and so we just ignore them.
So we have to get louder. We have to be louder. We have to deliver that message with more of a sense of urgency. There is a certain element of fun, of kind of release in doing the rallies. But, I mean, we have to remember these protests are not for show. And they're not to kind of break up the monotony, so to speak. What they are is a demand that people are still out there dying. People are there, even though we've had Dr. Fenton and other, you know, Bill Clinton and others, you know, speaking about the tragic rise in infection rates in the Black community, for example. You know, the fact that people are still homeless and don't have access to medications. None of this is new. Every international conference, someone delivers a speech on how horrible the stats are, and there should be something we should do. Back in the States, we have the United States Conference on AIDS. We have, you know, all these different domestic conferences where we talk about the need for doing things, but no one is really doing anything about it. And, you know, we need to start listening to the urgency. We need to go back to, if it means shutting down the conference, you know, if it means stopping traffic and making noise, if it means inconveniencing some people for a minute or 10 or 30, depends on how much energy we have, we have to keep getting louder. We have to keep delivering that sense of urgency. Otherwise, it's just going to be, you know, the soft music behind us. You know, people are just going to keep walking by and not really pay attention.
Is there also backroom talks? You know, discussions with people in great power about some of these issues of homelessness?
You know, some people are a little shy or reluctant to publicly understand the urgency of what's going on. And I think also people are a little bit reluctant to want to say anything about it. We'd love to support you publicly, but, you know, because of my position, we can't. So I go up on this mic and I say blah, 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 but give you the wink that, you know, that doesn't really help anybody. Uh-huh. What we need is visible vocal leadership from our leaders, our social leaders, our faith-based leaders, our elected leaders on down the line. The backroom conversations are nice. You know, you get that kind of invisible pat on the back. But we need visible vocal leadership.
If you were in total control of the universe, what would you do?
Shut this down. Shut this down. When I step into this exhibit hall, I've thought I was going to turn a corner and see like the 2008 Prius. And like, it looks like a car show in here. And, you know, people are selling their wares. People are...
You mean in the commercial exhibition hall?
In the commercial exhibition hall. It's very corporate. And I understand that this element of the whole, you know, machine that is AIDS Inc., I don't know if it's a necessary evil, but it exists for a purpose, hopefully. But, you know, there's this sterile kind of desensitizing of the individual as you step in here. HIV-positive people turn into consumers, you know, when they come in here and people are selling their wares. And it kind of dissolves the message, and it takes away, again, the basic need of just the fundamental. We need to save people. We need to act upon changing policy. We need to make sure that our political leaders, our soon-to-be elected leaders, and on down the line, have an unfiltered message that we need to end the epidemic, and this is how we need to do it.
On a personal note, mm-hmm. How have you found this conference?
I hate all conferences, honestly. Oh. I think they're corporate exercises, you know, within the AIDS Inc. machine. In my personal opinion, they're only in existence to make money and to market an organization. Black AIDS Institute, NMAC, whoever it is, you know, puts out these papers and distributes them here so that people can see them. See, this is the report we have. Great. So what are you doing about it? You know, leave the press conference room. Leave all the folders and the bright, shiny, five-page documented stats releases on the table, and then go outside and talk to people. Go to the global village. That's the people that need to be spoken and need to be heard and need to be addressed directly. I realize that this is one opportunity here at the International Conference where people from around the world are in the same place at the same time. But as I was talking to Phil Wilson the other day, he asked me, you know, how did I find the conference? I said, you know, well, it's long, it's a lot going on, but you make it purposeful. And sometimes, most times, purposeful isn't on the agenda, so you have to make it happen yourself. And most times in conferences, you go to the end of the day, end of the week, what have you done, what have you learned, what are you taking home? And I don't mean the monogram bags and mugs and all those kind of things. You know, what message and information are you taking home that's going to substantially help your community and develop leadership at home?
You didn't find it at all interesting or gratifying in some way to meet so many other HIV positive people from around the world, from Philippines and Africa and Canada and South America and Latin America?
Yes, I do think that it was an amazing thing to see how the epidemic is addressed internationally, to see and hear the emotion and sometimes the desperation of people coming from all corners of the world and essentially all yelling, chanting, wanting the same things. End the epidemic, address our basic needs. We're not asking for anything more than just a chance of life. And that comes in so many different languages. That part of it is, in its purest sense, why we should be here. But that part of it isn't always on the front page of the paper. That part isn't going to be on the agenda. That part isn't necessarily encouraged. You know, when we're doing rallies, when we have these spontaneous marches, again, whether it's the French, whether it's the South African women that did it earlier today, whether it's Housing Works, Campaigns and AIDS, you get that sense of core energy, that heat right in the center, and people passing by, eyes are rolling, oh, there they go, you know. Why don't they just go somewhere and sit down, have a nice free biscuit in the PWA lounge, and we'll take care of the real work. No, see, that's the mentality that we have to shake free from when we come to these conferences. But you get lulled to sleep with the corporate sensibilities of marketing and you know, sending a good message that embraces but doesn't rock the boat. No, we need to rock the boat.
So do you have any more protests? or actions?
Today, there are a few going on with other organizations. Housing Works, we're going to have one tomorrow. Not sure what that one's going to be, but I'm sure we'll hear about it. And we'll probably have something set up for the closing. But I think someone asked me yesterday about the rallies. We do them every day. Well, I mean, that's great. Sometimes if it's not carried out well, if it's not delivered with that sense of urgency, then people do get kind of bored with seeing the same kind of thing over time. But you can't stop. We have to come with that same energy. And I equate it to, like, if you're starving to death and you're asking someone for a sandwich and you keep asking and they say no, then you stop asking. No, you keep asking until you get that sandwich, until you get fed, because otherwise you will die of hunger. We have to keep demanding these things. We have to take these rallies, this energy, back home. We have to take it. It doesn't stop Saturday morning when everyone's going to the airport. It has to continue. In fact, that's when it begins, because all those different connections that you talked about between HIV-positive people from around the world, from neighboring countries that have never met each other, we have to continue to build those links, not just throughout the states, but around the world. And until we do that and have that unified message of ending the epidemic for all, not just for some, then I guess I'll see you at the International AIDS Conference year 30.
Thanks for listening to the Body.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at thebody.com/AIDS2008.